Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news front, TXF spoke with the Ministry of Economy and Finance of Benin, as well as Natixis, about a landmark BPI France-backed financing to support an electricity transmission and distribution program by Vinci Energies, closed this year. The deal marks the largest export financing in the West African country. Over on our Essentials News front in the project and export space, more details have emerged on the $927 million project financing of the 200-megawatt Dubai waste-to-energy project, the first PPP project to be procured by Dubai Municipality. And IFC has appointed Carlos Albert Katsia as its new senior country manager for Angola, Botswana, Mozambique, and Zambia. Over in the commodity finance space, EDF Trading, a wholly owned subsidiary of EDF, has appointed Alex Watson as head of gas trading in London. Fusion Fuel has launched its HEVO Ammonia Morocco project, which is expected to produce 183,000 tonnes per annum of green ammonia by 2026. An Australian mining company, Bellevue Gold, has received non-binding debt offers ranging from $170 million to $289 million from 12 financial institutions following its call for project debt funding proposals for its Epinonymous project in Western Australia. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, IFC is providing a $12 million trade finance guarantee facility to Uzbekistan-based Uzpromstroya Bank under its Global Trade Finance Program. And the Export-Import Bank of Korea has signed a $30 million facility with Deutsche Bank to support the competitiveness of the Korean export apparel industry. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.